with thou shalt a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Ready at 20. By the time we are turning 20, may we be ready for war. By the time we are turning 20, may we be ready for your work. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. And add a shout to it. Oh, I can't feel the clapping. I can't feel the clapping. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Sit down. Beautiful, sit down. Okay. Now, if you stand up, anybody who stand up, I'll add 1 hour to the 30 minutes. So we started looking at 20 good fights you must fight. Okay? 20 good fights you must fight.
Are you sure your volume is okay?
All right. So what's the first thing we spoke about? Yes, number one. Fight to have your quiet time. Everybody say it.
Fight to have your quiet time.
Yeah. By the time you are getting ready at 20, you must be ready to be in the morning with God. You must have your quiet time. Sit up, sit up, sit up. If I see that you are doing something I don't like, I'll add 5 minutes to the time. Yeah. But when I say I'm preaching for 30 minutes, believe me. You must be ready what? In the morning. In the morning. How many of you are going to have your quiet time? From every morning, you are going to have your quiet time. And I explained to you that you need a Bible. You cannot have your Bible, you cannot have your quiet time without a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you are not a serious Christian. You are not serious when you don't have a Bible. What is the second fight you must fight? I can't hear you. Fight to be a strong Christian. Yeah. The devil is afraid of strong Christians. How many of you want the devil to be afraid of you? Yeah. I also want the devil to be afraid of me. So you must fight to be a strong Christian. What's the next one? Fight to be spiritual. Everybody say spiritual. Say spiritual. Spiritual. Fight to be spiritual. What's the fourth thing we spoke about? Fight to read Christian books. And we mention a lot of titles. If you pick my iPad, I have more than 1,000 books on this thing. More than 1,000 books on this thing. A lot. I read it every day. I have more Bibles on this thing. I have more preaching messages on this thing. I don't use it to watch pornography. Pornography. Me, I don't use money to watch pornography. I pray that God will give you an iPad in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
If I tell you how much this thing cost, you will say that I don't know what I use my money for. Yeah, but I know what I'm looking for in life. So I have bought this with my money. This one is not a gift. What I'm holding is not a gift. I bought it. If somebody even give it to me as a gift, I won't use it. I buy it with my money. The reason most of you cannot have your quiet time is because the Bible you use is your mother's engagement Bible. your mother, when your father is about to wife her, the Bible your father brought, that's what you are using for your quiet time. That is how come when you read the Bible, you don't understand. When you read, you don't understand. When you read, you don't understand. So I've brought myself from wherever I'm coming from to tell you that you must have a consistent quiet time as a child. As a young person, you must have a consistent quiet time. I'm not preaching well. Yeah. Let's move on to the next one. The next one says, Number five. Fight to listen to preaching messages. I'll end with this one. They will go for lunch. Pastor Ben, is lunch ready for them? Almost. And it's not ready. Cry now. You are giving me pressure. Fight to listen to preaching messages. Preaching messages. Everybody say preaching messages. Say preaching messages. I have a lot of preaching messages on my phone. And I also have a lot of preaching messages on my iPad. Ezekiel 2:2. Why must you listen to preaching messages? There are many things you don't understand. There are many scriptures you don't understand. You will understand those scriptures only by listening to preaching messages. Like as I'm preaching, I am mentioning a lot of scriptures, true or false. You are understanding those scriptures. You are only getting the scriptures. You are only understanding the scriptures because of the preaching you are listening to. Yes. Listening to preaching is very important. Hey. Give me the rifle. Where is it? Lunchtime, I will shoot people's children. I'll shoot your face, your eyeball. Psha. I'll put cold water inside. Ezekiel 2:2. He said that, and as he spake unto me, the spirit entered into me. As you listen to preaching messages from Bishop Dark Hayward Mills, as you listen, Ezekiel 2:2, and the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. You have a phone and you cannot download podcast. I'll show you my phone. You see, the reason why I'm different from you is this. It's because of this. Do you understand? Have you seen podcasts? Have you seen different preachers on it? The first one is Apostle Joel Obobisa. The second one is Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. The third one is Bishop Eddie Adi. The fourth one is Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. The next one is Bishop Emmanuel Clufio. The next one is Bishop Richard Ayi. The next one is Bishop Samuel Bedu. And the last one is my podcast. I have podcasts. The preaching I'm preaching, when we finish, they will put it on the podcast. When you take my iPad, I have different. This morning, the message I was listening to
can never be taken away from you. You've taken seed, a seed that can never miscarry.
This is Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Anyone I want to listen to, I listen to. I have my earpiece in my bag. That's why usually I don't even like to drive, because when I'm driving, I can't listen. I like to take trotto so that I can listen well. What are you using your time for? Which people are you listening to? Who do you listen to? Let me tell you. You become who you listen to. I'll say it again. You become who you listen to. You remember I was telling you that I went to face a certain chief over a land when I was building my house. How did I build the house? I was sleeping and I was listening to Bishop Eddie Adi. In the middle of the night, he shouted. I can't even remember the message I was listening to, but he shouted 7 times in the message, build a house, build a house, build a house, build a house, build a house. When I woke up, I went to look for land. Yeah. I said, if Bishop Eddie says build a house, it must be a good thing. Yeah. Foolish boy like me walking about. When will it ever occur to me to build a house? I was listening. He was preaching about pillars of prosperity. And I sleep with messages playing. Every night, a message is... When you come to my house, somebody came to visit me. She saw that. In the middle of the night, she heard a message, preaching message. She didn't know where the preaching was coming from. She said she woke up, she searched the room everywhere. She didn't know where the preacher was coming from. In the morning, she said, Then I think she came to the hall. When she came to the hall, the same preaching was. Then when she went to the washroom, the same preaching. How many of you have been to a filling station before? You see that they put speakers at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Everywhere in my house, that speaker is there. The kitchen, the toilet, the bedrooms. When you are bathing, I determine what you listen to in my house. You can't bring your shatawale to my house. Oh, yes. You cannot bring, and I control, I have a room. The whole room is like from here to here, from here to here. It's called prayer room. My books are there. That is where I control the preaching from. And the speaker in the ceiling is white. The POP is also white. You never see there's a speaker there till I tell you that that's a speaker. When you come to my house, you cannot bring your Peace FM to my house. Yo, ATF for higher peace. You can't bring that your ATF for higher peace to my house. It won't play. I determine what you listen to in my house. As I was listening to Bishop Dag, a spirit entered me. May a spirit enter you as you listen to preaching. Something will enter you. Let me tell you. I'm saying that what you listen to, you see, some of you behave like Jimmy because of the people. You listen to this Shatawale. You listen. Give me Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Bible says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. Look at this one. He said, yes, so then. So then, faith, whatever you hear, you believe it. Whatever you hear, you believe. Even that's why in our gang community, you see that a lot of marriages don't work. Most of you have never seen your father and your mother sitting down together before. Ayele, yake o nyake nyenchele. Every day is an insult in the house. Most of you growing up have never, anything you have never seen, you cannot think you can become like that. I pray for you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Are these not the equipment you use for service? No, I'm asking the children. Are these not the equipment you use for service? Are you saying that if Pastor Ben is preaching, are you saying that you cannot record this thing? After that, you bring your phone, they will put it on it, and you go and listen in the house. You cannot do that. No, you do you need data to do that one? How many of you have phone with memory in it? That there are songs on your phone. No, why are you telling lies? You have phone. You listen to music on your phone. Yes. Are you saying that when Pastor Ben preach on a Sunday, somebody cannot sit down here like the way this gentleman is sitting down? We record the message, we put it on your phone, you go home and play. And you go and listen to Makuma Mazimbi. You listen to Stoneboy. I am saying that your life is largely controlled by the things you hear. That is why when you go to school, you say you want to be a lawyer. Class 1, class 2, class 3, class 4, up to university. One day they say you are a lawyer. What happened to you? Because you kept hearing things. The things you hear make you. The things you hear. You want to be ready by 20. At the age of 20, you want to be ready. Ready at 20, you must devote yourself to listen to preaching messages by people who have gone ahead of you. Do you know what I listen to? I listen to something. I could be listening to 3 messages at the same time. Yeah. From Monday, even from today, I've not gone to work. I won't go to work today. I won't go to work tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. Tomorrow is Friday. I won't go to work. Saturday, I won't go. Sunday, I'll go back to work next week, Thursday. But they'll pay me. Oh, they who say they won't pay me? They'll pay me. And the work you do is not a serious work. I like. If it's not about, they pay me more than they pay your auntie. I like. In the house, do you know what I'll be doing? I'm going to be listening to preaching messages. And the spirit entered into me. A spirit must enter you, young people. A spirit. A spirit. A good spirit from Bishop Dag. A Holy Spirit must enter you before you can be ready. But there are pastors who don't listen to preaching messages. Yesterday, I was on phone with an Episcopal sister because a certain bishop, a certain senior bishop, has asked me a question and I didn't know the answer. And I was on phone with one Episcopal sister and I said that this bishop has asked me this question. What does it mean? And he said, oh, this is what it means. Then at the point we're talking, then she said to me that you don't listen to a certain type of messages. Go back, they started mentioning some messages that I should go and listen to. You, what do you use the rest of your time for? You have Bluetooth speakers. They cannot, you come and put the Bluetooth speakers in the area. The boys will gather and you'll be playing Calvin Boy's song, Kwame Yuji's song, and you'll be dancing. You'll be dancing. That time you are wasting uselessly and foolishly. You can use that time to listen to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and your life will be better. I don't know why you're not clapping. Yeah. Me, you see, if you're in safe church, there's a lot of demand on you. Even safe pastors, there's a lot of demand. I'll explain to you. Why is there demand on safe pastors? Number one, safe pastor, you don't listen to your pastor preach. As they're having a camp, he's here. Do you understand? When is he going to be in the service? He cannot. When they close, he must get the message. He must go and lobby that, please, I beg, if you record the message, please. He must listen to his pastor, his bishop. He must listen to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. He must listen to his convener. He has a lot of people to listen to. The same way you have to listen to your pastor. You have to listen to your bishop. You are now up to go and listen to Bishop Dag. You have a lot of people you must listen to. That's why I have a lot of podcasts on my phone, not one bishop. Yeah. This is the one I've just shown you. It's nine. Nine different podcasts here. I have another nine on this one. My life is not useless. When you look at my life is better than your senior brother's life. Yeah. My life is not useless. At all. Faith comes by. Sisters, you see, you'll be hearing. You see, some of you, you don't like your fathers because of the things your mothers have told you about your fathers. I don't want to ask you to lift up your hands. But you see that your mother has been insulting your father in your presence. Oh, Papa Dan Tolo. Oh, Papa Nye Buwe here. Kwashiani. So when you see your father, so when your father calls you to send you, you don't go. You have lost respect for your father. Why? Because of the things you have heard. When I entered, you shouted. Because of the things you have heard about me. And because of the things Bishop Francis came to say. If I've entered, you didn't hear anything about menehu na money. It's because of the things you hear. So then, you believe the things you hear. It's clear. Anything you hear, you believe. Anything you hear, you believe. So some of you don't know people, but because of the bad things they say about the person. Yeah. Hey, we are going for lunch very soon. Sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up. This girl is sleepy. I've added 5 minutes to the preaching. Sit up. Sleeping. So the faith. Sit down. Japheth, sit down. I pray for you. When you have a phone, When you have a phone, you must use that phone. You must make sure that they are preaching. Me, I can afford to download message. Maybe you cannot afford to. You don't have data. Right now, data has become like cocaine. It's difficult to get data. So what must you do? Please, I beg, if you have downloaded it already, and you're trimming me, that one, you don't need data. As you are sleeping, you make sure that your message is playing. It's playing. It's playing. One day, you'll be sleeping and you see that a certain spirit will jump and enter you. Oh, pastors, our prayer is that some spirit will enter us. How I came to be anointed. Now, Bishop Dag, see, he was listening to a message and something jumped and entered him. And he said, from today, you can teach. All of us, we are looking for something to enter us to hear a voice. You, why are you in the church and it is not your aim that something will enter you? We have been listening to. Look, I'll tell you my story. When I started pastoring children in 2008, then I started my first preaching was Luke 5:31. Is it Luke 5:31 or Luke 5:35? Luke 5:31. I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Look for that scripture for Luke 5:32 or Luke 5:32 or something. Luke 5 something. Yeah. Listen, I'm telling you a story. My first preaching. Luke 5:32. How do I know the scripture? How do I still remember that scripture? I'll show you how I preach this message. So when I went, 12 children were sitting down. Hallelujah, they said amen. Hallelujah, they said amen. Okay. Today I'm preaching. The title of the preaching is, I came not to call the righteous. Now, I came not to call the righteous and the righteousness. Okay, they went to sinners, and from sinners they came to repentance. So because of the repentance, that I came not to call the righteousness and the sinners to repentance, he himself and Luke 34, they are brothers. Do you understand? And the children said they understood it. So, and I'm supposed to preach for 1 hour. 1 hour. So, I came not. Everybody said, I came not. So, you see, that I came not. And to call to righteousness, they are the same. But the repentance and sinners are cousins. You see, today you are saying, hey, that was the sacrifice some people have to make to understand my preaching. That's why I'm here today. So when I preached the message, by 10 minutes, I was tired. Hey! That 10 minutes, you know, now the adult people have said they are opening prayer and they are going to preach. So now how will I close the children? I can't close them. All right. So the I is a personal pronoun. Do you see? I. Came is the past tense of come. To call. Hamasaka. To call. Everybody said to call. One Sunday message. So the righteousness and the sinner and the repentance, all of them will stay in one compound house. So after that, the righteousness will leave and the sinner and the repentance will meet at the other side. When I finished and I sat down, I said, hey, and I said, no, something must happen. So I called Bishop Oko Botayedoku. By the way, he was called Reverend Oko. And I said, Reverend Oko, I've started a safe church. And I don't know what to preach. Look, every safe pastor doesn't know what to preach. So when I called him, he said, when I called him, I think he was there with Bishop Fabi and some other pastors. Then he said, go and look for my messages and listen. I said, yes, Reverend. And I hung the call. We hung up. Then I went to bookshop. I didn't find any message there. I went to everybody's message was there except Bishop Reverend Oku. So this man cried, where are his messages? Then I remember that when we did Shomcom 2008, the last service. So when we finished with Shomcom, the Sunday he preached. So and he preached a third service. It was only that third service preaching CD that was in the bookshop. And then when I went, it was remained with only one. And I bought it. When I look, that CD is still in my things. Scratches and quan. And when I listened to the title of the preaching was The Prophetic Edge of the Gospel. I don't even know what the preaching was about. I listened. Hey, anywhere I'm going, I don't even understand what he was preaching. Then I listened for that thing for about 4 weeks. The same preaching though. When he finished, then I'll CD. Those that we used to use CD. We used to use cassette. Do you understand? First, we used to have one big one, like car tie. Then we came to cassette. Then we came to CD. You people didn't come to me cassette and CD. So when I finished, well, after the 4 weeks, and I started a new series called The Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Hey! Galatians 5, 22 to 23. When I finished preaching, so there was a girl in the service. He said, Reverend, now, when you, he didn't call me Reverend, right? They used to call me Uncle Ima or Pastor Ima or something. He said, now when you preach, I understand. I said, so those days I used to preach Galatians 5, 32, no. You don't understand. I said, it's not your fault. Even me, can I preach that, I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand. You see, there's a different anointing to preaching to children. Not everybody can preach to children. No. Not everybody can preach to children. Look, I can bring you some pastors, and when they come, 2 minutes, you sleep. I went to a church service in a different church, not a UD church. The offering time, the time for the offering was more than the preaching time. When it was time for the preaching time, the catechist came. So today, the liturgy for today is Galatians. You know, we must modify our lives to conform with Christ's life so that when we die, our body will not rot in the grave. When Jesus came on this earth, he said, I am the light of the world. And people were in the church, people were happy. I said, is that the real preaching time? The man was wearing some plenty cloaks. So the Lord is in this place, and we know it not. And then they'll say, yeah. To preach to children, if I preach like this, you sleep. No. I can't preach like this. Yeah. By listening to preaching, you will be anointed. Yeah. There's a boy who follows me when I'm going for program. I didn't bring him today. Look, one day, after Shomkom, when we're going in the car, I asked him, what do you do at church? So he plays drum. I said, no, you must graduate from playing drums to preaching. Listen to preaching messages. Everybody here must be a preacher. A preacher of the gospel. You must be a preacher. This thing you are doing, you must graduate and be a preacher. How long will you be recording messages? How long will you be putting scriptures for us to read? How long will you continue to be doing video? How long will you play a piano? You must be a preacher. When I started, I was an usher. I've done ushering work before. Hey, usher. When it's time to take offering, now somebody will call you. Oh, usher, offer an ebaon. Imbile ke ba ye watch it. When they're about to take offering, now a church member is sending you to go and buy watch for the sun. When they come like a floor, or small pia ke floor aka futu nine on, because in bileke ke aka floor futu eye. Had they worry, church members can worry. But look, through it all. After that, I came to play piano. I came to play drums. I was then. I kept going. Media, I've choir leader. I've done all. I'm a pastor. I preach. Listen to preaching. This is one of the best advice I'm giving you. You don't have to do anything to listen to preaching messages. All you have to do is to put the preaching on your phone and play. And listen. Yeah. When I'm bathing, preaching is going on. When I'm eating, preaching is going on. So, pastor, your house, you don't listen to Omai FM. What will Omai FM do to me? No, Omai FM, that you have been listening to Omai FM. What has Omai FM done to your life?
Yo, it's your five peace.
What puzzle? I don't know how they even say that thing.
Masha Bejani, I was shidium. Wakonya kan kwan share. And now, hey, they would just do the news, eh?
Hey, you listen. Masha Bejani, Wakonya kan kwan. And no, if I'm home, eh? No, I'm asking, how does that concern me? If an MP had an accident, how does it affect my life? You're always looking at who is trending, whether it's Ajabintu or what are the names of the people? Asantua is a TikTok girl. Kelly, I hear the Kelly girl. She's not a Ghanaian. She's where? From where? Is it Togo or Nigeria? Eh? Niger. Among Niger people, yeah. Always listening to Stoneboy. Shatter. Ashama to the world. Yeah. Listen to what? Preaching. Number five is what? Listen to what? Preaching messages. Everybody say preaching messages. By the time you are getting to 20 years, you must be able to listen to preaching messages without fail. It is one of the things that will make you ready. Listening to what? Preaching messages. Yeah. I will not use my iPad to watch pornography. Why? Why? Or my phone. To I buy data. I have data. Yeah. I know what I use my data for. You that you don't have phone, when you get somebody phone, no, you are looking for naked bodies to watch. Number six, fight to listen to Holy Spirit filled songs. You are feeling good. Hey, you are feeling good to you say. Fight to do what? To listen to what? Holy Spirit filled songs. How many of you like songs? Do you know that songs are one of the things that can make you unspiritual? Yeah. How many of you agree with me that your main problems are the type of songs you listen to? How many of you agree with me? Yes. It's the songs you listen to. The reason why you cannot worship God well is because of the songs you listen to. It's clear. Yeah. Shall I say it again? The reason why when we raise a Christian song, you cannot sing. Holy Spirit, I'm not talking about toilet. I'm talking about Holy Spirit filled songs. Not those songs that they shout in it. Are you there? Yeah, there. Where are you? Where? Those things are toilet. It's not every song they mention Jesus in that is a good song. Yeah. And here I am to worship. And here I am to bow down. And here I am to say that you are my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
I never know how much it cost to see my sins upon the cross.
This song. It's nice. You see, the atmosphere has changed. Yeah. Holy Spirit filled song. There are songs that when you listen, man, you see that the Holy Spirit has left you. You listen to toilet Celine Dion songs. How many of you know Celine Dion? Westlife. It's girls who like those. As of the boy, they like the Buga Buga one, the Stone Boy, Shatawale, and Kelvin Boy, Kwame, Eugenie, Raskuku. Oh, they know Raskuku. Wasn't it Raskuku who won an award and he was shouting plenty? Raskuku, who said he doesn't know Joe Metal? No, he said, no, Raskuku is angry that Joe Metal says he doesn't know him. And I said, is it by force to know somebody? Joe Metal says he doesn't know him. And he said Joe Metal is not serious. How can Joe Metal say he doesn't know he, Raskuku? Now you, Raskuku, who are you? Yeah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Holy Spirit filled songs. Hail songs. Darling check. You listen to Westlife. An empty street, an empty home, a holy side, man. Very stupid songs. Empty street is the same. A hole in your heart. Ampa. You buy a hole in your heart. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit filled songs. If you are going to be ready at 20, you must start now how to listen to Holy Spirit filled songs. First Samuel chapter 16. Quick. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 16. First Samuel 16:16. I'll show you that scripture. We close. Sit up. Maybe I'll sit up. First Samuel 16:16. Look on the board. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on the harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from the Lord is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Do you know this scripture? This scripture was when the evil spirit from the Lord came to torment Saul. And his servant told him that, look, let's look for somebody, do you understand, who can play the harp. When he begins to play the harp, the evil spirit that has come, they will leave and then you'll be well. Are you getting the scripture? Oh, you are not minding me, you are talking. Are you getting the scripture?
Yes.
It's telling that if we look for, he said, when the evil spirit from the Lord is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. It means that when there are evil spirits somewhere, and you play a Holy Spirit filled song, the evil spirit will go away, true of us. This scripture also means that when you play certain type of songs, evil spirit can come into your life. Yeah. Evil spirit. A lot of the songs you listen to, they are evil spirit songs. Evil spirit songs. Evil spirit. Evil spirit. Yeah. Continue. Verse 17. Quick. Verse 17. And Saul said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. May they look for you when they are looking for a good musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of you, if you stop listening to those bad music, and you begin to sing good song, God will give you a voice and you become a worldwide musician. Yeah. Most of you want to you see small boys, and I want to come out with my own album. B
Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I've seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man. A man of war. Ha. We need men of war. A man of war. And prudent in matters. And a comely person. A comely, somebody who is, you see, you must dress well. When you look at the worldly musicians and then the gospel musician, you can see that there's a clear difference. Yeah. Who know F.A. Grace? Is it F.A. Grace they call her? Who knows any female musician? What's the name? Yeah, gospel musician. How many of you, yes, how many of you know Dinah Hamilton? How many of you know Dinah Hamilton? Okay. How many of you know Wendy Shay? Oh, if they said they don't know, they should be there. Okay. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. We know Wendy Shay, and we also know Dinah Hamilton. If they say choose one of them to be your mother, Oba, you are coming now. What dress is basaba? Look at even how they dress. And that is going to be somebody's mother. Shatawale and Joe Metal, choose one of them to be your father. Pam, 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 pam. Yeah. You can even see. You see this worldly musician. You see their hair as if they've been electrocuted. Rasta. Kwesiata. Some of you, as I speak, you have Kamido music on your phone, Sugar Cane. You can sing the song. You have Friday night on your phone. You people, you think I don't know things, eh? I know things. I know things. That Sugar Cane song, when it came, you learnt it in 2 days. The Sugar Cane song. Meanwhile, when they say the choir should come and sing, you bend the song for us. You tell us you can't sing. Yeah. You know all of them. You know King Ayisoba songs. You know all. I'm telling you. How will you be ready when you are listening to worldly music? He a comely person, and the Lord is with him. And the Lord is what? With him. Next one. Wherefore, Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. 20. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly. There is an anointing that comes upon your life when you sing Holy Spirit filled songs. There is an anointing. There is a certain oil. And in our church, UD, we are blessed to have our prophet compose songs for us. I don't know why you are not clapping. Yeah. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. Now I have a greater passion to love my God. They don't take my life. So take my life and let it be consecrated unto. You must know these songs. You must know the first love music.
There is also a podcast for that. Yes, I have it. I'm coming. Let me show you something. Yes, I have it here. First Love Music. Seen it? This is First Love Music. Eh? First Love Music is on my iPad. Why do you think that you'll be the same as me? Looking at the songs you listen to, these are the songs I also listen to. Yeah. A lot of songs. Yeah. And you see, all these songs are composed by Bishop Dakin Ward Mills. Clap for him. Yeah. All these songs, they are composed by Bishop Dag. So the songs you listen to, he said, and David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. You see where music can send you? You see where music can send you?
Yes.
Lunch is ready. Oh, you'll not be happy. They say lunch is ready. Yeah. You see when music... I'm going to look at your face. If you're not happy, I'm going to add another 1 hour to it. Do you see where a music can send you? And he became his armor bearer. May you listen to Holy Spirit filled songs. Hey, the amen is weak. I'm adding 1 hour to it. May you listen to Holy Spirit filled music.
Yeah.
What's the point? What is point number one? 20 good fights you must fight. What's the first point? Fight to do what? If you don't respond properly, we won't eat all. What's the first point? I don't know if you are going to have your quiet time. What is point number two? Fight to be, you see, why are we saying we must fight? We must fight because these things are difficult to do. How many of you know that it's easier to listen to worldly songs than Christian songs? Number two, how many of you know that it is easier to learn worldly music than gospel music? It's easier. Yes, it's easier. So you must fight. Hey, these people are talking. I've added 1 hour. What is point number three?
Fight
to be what?
Spiritual.
Yeah. It is easier to be carnal. I'll say it again. It is easier to be carnal. So to be spiritual, you must fight. What's the next one? Fight to read Christian books. People don't read. Many people don't read. A lot of people don't read. What's the next one? What point is that? Number what? Five. Fight to do what? Fight to listen to preaching messages. I see you listening to preaching messages. I see you listening to preaching messages. And what is point number six? Fight to listen to Holy Spirit filled songs. How many of you are going to delete the toilet songs on your phone? Toilet. Yeah. Bad songs. Some of the songs, when you listen, as if you should have sex. But we are changing in Jesus' name. Amen. I said we are changing in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We fight to. You see, all these things, when I begin to take them one by one, I can preach on it every Sunday, just one, like that. It's a whole topic on its own. Preaching, messages, songs. The songs. The songs. Jesus, bright as the morning star. Jesus, how can I tell you how beautiful you are to me? Oh, Jesus, song that the angels sing. Jesus, dearer to my heart. These are beautiful songs. It will create an atmosphere. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. I said say amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Begin to pray for yourself. Tell the Holy Spirit to help you. Tell the Holy Spirit to help you in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray. To help you to listen to messages, to help you to listen to preaching in the name.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.